It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We gotta lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
Ford Motor Company says it will restart the production of its F-150 pickup trucks today. At Dearborn, Michigan, Kansas City, and Louisville, after production was shut down by a fire at a Michigan parts manufacturing plant 9 days ago, there were fears that production could be down for weeks. At Swartz Creek, Michigan, that's near Flint, the Sharp family, owners of the Sharp Funeral Home, say they will rebuild. After a huge fire destroyed their funeral home earlier this week, 11 bodies being prepped for funeral services were all removed from the building without harm. From This Week in Agribusiness, work continues on a farm bill and on the big trade issues that matter to farmers. In the farm bill, various amendments were offered yesterday, and it appears the crop insurance program and the domestic sugar programs have survived in the House of Representatives. On matters of trade, our U.S. trade representative says of the NAFTA negotiations, quote, "We are nowhere near a deal." And of the Chinese trade dispute, when asked if our deal with China will be successful, President Donald Trump said, "I doubt it, because the Chinese have become very spoiled." The Dixon, Illinois Police Department started its school resource officer program almost 20 years ago. Those resource officers in Dixon spend the majority of their workday at the schools, but are still full-time sworn officers. In addition to regular police duties, the school resource officers also help teach classes and counsel students. Dixon officer Mark Dallas was on duty when that 19-year-old recently expelled student showed up at school Wednesday morning with a semi-automatic gun and started firing. The suspect shot at the officer and started fleeing, but Officer Dallas returned fire and wounded the young man, who is due to be arraigned in Dixon today on various charges. Officer Dallas, to be sure, is being hailed as a hero, but an attorney issuing a statement on his behalf said Officer Dallas takes his greatest pride in being a police officer, a husband, and a dad. Officer Mark Dallas's lawyer said, and I quote, "Somewhere in the midst of chaos, a lesson might be heard. Our world truly can be changed when we refuse to hide from adversity, but instead run toward it." That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.